Levy, Maulana Asad Jafri, Sheikh Hasnan, and everybody here, I thank you for coming out here. Assalamu alaikum. So I know you guys are, the cold is getting to you. I'm going to make it real short. So bismillah, I have a short spoken word for you. So a few days ago, we heard about Paris. It was all over the news, every single soul that perished. We know it through Twitter and Facebook how bitter the news looked. People even added filters to profile pictures because their hearts shook. Now look at what happened in Nigeria. An event any journalist or historian can contain is hysteria because they want to bury us deep down into the ground where we're nowhere to be found. But I'm astounded. How can they forget seeds that are sown will eventually be sprouting? So allow this. When a gun points at you, you're dumbfounded with no words to say as your life flashes away in an instant. You're reminded of death, reminded you'll breathe your last breath. So listen, you can demolish graves and torture people, but just like we haven't forgotten Baqi, we'll never forget Zakzaki. So try to understand that morality is not just for Muslims, it's for the whole of humanity. So when will people finally see that oppression will never cease to exist in its entirety? So wake up and try to read. Surah Baqarah describes tyranny entirely. They will not stop killing you until they divert you from your deen and what you believe. The perspective of the modern secular world is false. If ideas like global change could stop this, we wouldn't have countries funding ISIS. So don't think that wearing a suit and tie will make you less guilty in the crisis. So I write this to all the struggling hearts and dying souls. Learn from Zakzaki how to resist and become whole. We who love Ali have taken in so much more. If Hussein can die thirsty and headless and still be remembered and mourned, what makes you think that the spirit of Khomeini cannot be reborn? In Zakzaki, who's been promoting Tawheed, encouraging government that isn't based on shirk, condemning bullets facing intellect because hearts are as hard as stones and bricks. We need to stand up for oppression. Look out for the cause of depression and insecurity. Is that why they have increased security and are attacking the Middle East? Let's strive for a real cause and stand up to biased laws. The Western regimes have proved that their policies are flawed. They say they fight against ISIS, but they're the reason for their cause. It's time to expose the system's lies, not through violence but with ease. And the real resistance requires intellectual peace. So let's take a step back and look at where we stand. Fight fire with water, without fire in our hands.